A development permit was issued for the next phase for homes and commercial space on Centennial Way. Council unanimously authorized a development permit for a mixed-use development at 1701 Centennial Way, part of the Mountain Village development by Anthem Properties, which will see 7 buildings in total. One building contains 79 condos plus commercial and office space over 6 stories. A second one-story building contains commercial space and the remaining buildings are dedicated to 3-story townhomes. The development area is across Loggers Lane from the Brennan Park tennis courts and diagonal to the Brennan Park Recreation Center itself, between Centennial Way and the public dike path near the Mamquam River. This project has been in progress for years now, and granting this development permit supports a vision that makes just as much sense now, as it did when the developers first hatched this development idea, said Cown. John French. Of the 79 condos, 42 are one-bedroom, 19 are two-bedroom and 18 are three-bedroom. All 32 of the townhomes have 3 bedrooms. Some councillors openly wished they had been more prescriptive in the land development agreement, such as ensuring more public bike parking, but called it a learning opportunity. In general, these larger developments, and the time frame associated with them is incredibly challenging, said Mayor Armand Herford. We're always learning as we go and policy is constantly evolving. The discussion around this development permit sparked council to unanimously refer the District of Squamish's EV charging requirements to the next upcoming zoning bylaw update, as the bylaw only requires 30% of residential stalls to be EV capable. Amenities to come with this phase include a public pavilion on the Dyke Trail, a bus shelter on Loggers Lane, a signalized pedestrian crossing on Centennial Way, public art, and children's play equipment for 2 play areas. Additionally, the developer would pay nearly $600,000 in lieu of critical amenities plus active transportation and parks. The permit for the first phase was issued about a year ago and is located at 1940 Centennial Way. Anthem has yet to apply for a third and final phase development permit also located at 1940 Centennial Way. For more information about the upcoming development permit, view Council's October 17 regular meeting agenda. Bookmark SquamishChief.com so you can return for more local stories like this. Get Squamish News Daily in our free newsletter. Sign up here.